Texans training camp today begins now. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Houston Texans, and we're at a soggy Greenbrier. But that didn't matter today, Mark, because the New England Patriots were in town practicing against the Texans.
Chance to get some great work in against the defending Super Bowl champions. We'll have some of that for you. We'll have Shane Lechler in a one-on-one and observations with John Harris all coming up.
Quicker. There was a lot more good today than bad. This is what we're talking about, Houston Texans football. Like, this is what we're looking for. This is what you guys as teammates should expect of each other. We got to keep building. We can't go backwards. Let's keep bringing some energy to this practice field. Let's bring it again and then some tomorrow.
So happy that you're watching, and we kick things off with quick hits, and you got to start with the Patriots. They're in town. You get to practice against another team. That's the first time you've done that this August, and Mark, it was a beneficial day.
Well, why not practice against the defending world champion Patriots? Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time on the field. Very beneficial for the Texans to get some work in against this squad.
It's good. We got a lot of good work done today. Ran a bunch of plays, a lot of different situations, so... I just really believe in the joint practices. It's especially this time of year when you're developing your team and you're working on fundamentals. It's really a good thing.
Yeah, going against TB12 and his 5 Super Bowl rings, certainly great for this Texans defense. And on the offensive side, those quarterbacks can maybe learn a thing or two from Tom Brady. But Bill O'Brien, he talked a little bit about the quarterback room today.
Yeah, the quarterback room, it's been a productive offseason for this group, no doubt about it. And today, clearly, good work against this squad. Bill Belichick, one of the all-time great game planners. But the QBs, fully focused, fully ready to improve this season.
Yeah, no, I think there's no doubt that Tom has brought out the best in Deshaun. And I think it's the same with Deshaun bringing out the best in Tom. I think it's a good room. They're good people. They're very competitive guys, but they root for each other. They really do. And, you know, Tom has really helped Deshaun with learning this offense, how he learned it when he was a rookie. So, and Brandon Whedon's a really good veteran player in there that adds a good voice in there, too, from a lot of experience. So it's a really good quarterback room.
Hey, you know, the last time the Texans took on the Patriots, number 99 was not on the football field, and J.J. Watt was back at practice today. Probably not going to see him this Saturday, but you will in week 3.
Look, Watt had some really good moments out here today. You know he wants to have some great moments when they meet in the regular season, the Texans and the Patriots, and 99, it's always fun to hear from him.
It was a good day. It was a lot of good work. It's two very good football teams going against each other. Some great battles out there. A lot of fun. It's football. You know, it's football. You strip it down to the basics. Nobody's doing any, crazy plays, crazy blitzes, anything like that. It's just head-to-head football. It's a good day. Got a lot of good work out there.
Watt and that pass rush, they had some nice plays today against New England, but you still have number 12, and he made some plays as well.
I know we've talked about it over and over and over again, but I just can't wait to see what 99 and 59 and 90 all do together and the rest of that defense. But let's move on to a guy who's impactful in his own way. We're talking about John Harris with his observations.
All right, thanks, guys. It is time for observations in rainy West Virginia. Yeah, the field a little slick today, but that wasn't really a story. The Patriots being here was the absolute story. Yet the Texans got a lot of good work in. Let's get those observations. Let's start with Wendell Williams doing it again. A great one-handed catch down the sideline in one-on-ones and then caught a couple of passes in the back of the end zone. Another one in one-on-ones. But Wendell Williams had a really nice day. Another guy I thought had a nice day, Tyler Irvin. Very difficult for the Patriots to cover out of the backfield, out wide, wherever you put Tyler Irvin. He was very tough to cover. Caught a number of passes from the Texans quarterbacks. So a wonderful day for Tyler Irvin. The defense, again, the story. Tom Brady on the sidelines really getting after his offensive mates at some point because the Texans defense was winning the drills, especially the last half of practice. Now, day 2 is tomorrow, so you know how Tom Brady will respond from some adversity. So you know he's going to come out firing tomorrow. Doesn't matter. He's got 5 rings and all kinds of championships and all that. He wants to win the day. He will want to do that tomorrow. But today, the Texans defense, Whitney Merciless, J.J. Watt, really getting after him, making him move out of the pocket. And the secondary, knocking down passes. Andre Howe covering up Rob Gronkowski pretty well in team drills. Pretty happy with what the defense was able to do. So there you have it, some observations. Wendell Williams, Tyler Irvin, this defense getting it done. We'll have more for you at HoustonTexans.com. You want to definitely check it out. Guys?
Stellar stuff as always. You can read more of those observations in HoustonTexans.com. Thank you, John Harris. Okay, before he went into the tent today to do meet with the media, J.J. Watt had some choice words for his good buddy Shane Lechler.
Yeah, those two have a nice relationship. Watt beat Lechler at his charity softball game in the Home Run Derby. Look, Shane Lechler, you always want to hear what he has to say. Wise, I'm not going to say old. You had a chance to visit with him.
All right, water is a common thing with you and me. Like, we're standing in the rain. We stood waist-deep in the Gulf of Mexico, well, Galveston Bay. But good to be with you, Shane Lechler. You doing all right? How's this camp going for you?
Going good, man. It's, they've been a great host for us here at the Greenbrier, and it's been fun. I am ready to get back home. We've been here a while. But, we're getting some good work in with the Patriots, and once this is over, I am ready to get back.
Yeah, one of the things this team has wanted to do is improve all aspects. Special teams, no different. Why will special teams, you think, be a little bit better this year?
Right now, man, there's competition across the board, and competition is only going to make us all better. And so, there before Corey got hurt, he was pushing me as hard as I could go, and that's just how it is. But competition on this team right now in the special teams room has been outstanding, and it's making guys better.
It seems like, at least on special teams, you're a lot faster, and I know you love that especially.
I mean, I played with some very fast special teams in Oakland, and there's a hint of that here right now. And those guys are ball-hungry guys, but we got to – all aspects of it got to be taken care of first. So we got to protect them. We got to get out and run. And they've kind of bought into it. We've worked some good drills. We had some good ones today against them one-on-one. And I like where we're headed.
All right, recently you guys all had an off day where there was no football allowed, and you got dirty. You did some off-roading. What was that all about?
That was good, man. We went on the ATV trail, and it was a good group of us, too. It was Kush, Clowney, Peters, J.J.O., Kevin. It was a good group. And Eddie Pleasant, I even let him drive mine. I lived on the edge for 45 minutes. But it was fun. I did that, played golf in the morning, then went and did that at 2 o'clock. Great day.
Shane, go decompress now. Thanks so much for the time, and looking forward to watching this year.
Take care, man.
Always cool talking with number 9, Shane Lechler. Well, Mark, that's going to do it for the let's see. Always cool talking with number 9, Shane Lechler. That's going to do it for today's training camp show, but we always leave with a little treat for the fans.
A little nugget or several as you'll get a chance to see some of the action early in practice today with the Patriots.